Hey, everybody. Welcome to Riding with the Queen. I am your host, Rami Mays. Every Sunday, 1 to 2 p.m., you can also go online at any time through umfm.com and hear a link to all the podcasts I've done. Just a whole plethora of podcasts that are rock, blues, always themed every week with a choice of a band and their arc of their history and their career and the music that goes with it. And today we are going to tribute the next hour to the great saxophonist and band leader Eddie Shaw. Eddie Shaw is mostly known for performing with Muddy Waters and Howlin' Wolf, but he also had his own career later in life when he fronted bands as well. Eddie passed away on January 29th, just a handful of days ago, at the age of 80, and he was a badass right to the end. He was born in 1937 in Mississippi, and Eddie Shaw was already playing tenor saxophone with the likes of Little Milton and Willie Love, who were blues musicians on the scene at the time. And even as young as 14 years old, Shaw got on stage and performed with Ike Turner's band. So that's got to be a big thrill for someone who was only 14. And even as young as 20, when he was around 20 years old, he was performing at a gig somewhere. I don't remember where the gig was, but he's performing and Muddy Waters saw him play. And Muddy Waters just fell in love with his saxophone playing and they started chatting. And right there and then, Muddy asked Eddie Shaw to be in his band. So let's get rolling here. Let's hear some tunes related to Eddie Shaw's beginnings. We'll spin some Little Milton, some Willie Love, an Ike Turner instrumental, and a live 1966 Muddy Waters tune called Got My Mojo Working, as well as one of my favorite Muddy tunes called Rolling Stone, here on Riding with the Queen.
That's what town. Seem like nobody want me round. Well, I thought you'd go to Memphis, but I didn't know my mind. Seem like everybody want to mistreat me all the time, and I believe I'll leave this town. Seem like nobody want me around. Seem like nobody want me around.
Ladies and gentlemen, take a trip back to 1966 and meet the great Muddy Waters and his band.
Just don't work on you. Got my mojo working, but just don't work on you. I wanna love you so bad till I don't know what to do. I'm going down in Louisiana to get me a mojo head. I'm going down in Louisiana to get me a mojo head. Gonna have all you women wreck on the mind of man. Got my mojo,
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 got my mojo, waking, but just don't worry. Giving me advice. I got a gypsy woman giving me advice. I got a whole lot of tricks keeping him on ice. Just don't work on you.
In a 10-year period between 1950 and 1960, Muddy Waters and his band's recordings of songs like that one, Got My Mojo Working, turned out to be one of the greatest collections of electric blues recordings ever made. In fact, Muddy Waters had a huge impact on the history of blues music and rock and roll.
Well, I wish I was a catfish swimming in a deep blue sea. I would have all you good-looking women fishing after me, showing up after me, showing up after me. Oh, Lord. my baby's house. And I sit down on her step. She said, come on in now, buddy, you know my husband just now left. Showing up and just now left. Showing up and just now left. Oh, Lord. Oh, well. Oh, well. Well, my mother told my father just before I was born, I got a boy child's coming, he's gonna be a rolling stone. Sure enough, he's a rolling stone. Sure enough, he's a rolling stone. Oh, well, he's a. Oh, well, he's a. Oh, well, he's a. Back down the road I'm going. Back down the road I'm going. Back down the road I'm going. Showing up there. Showing up there.
Over the course of his acclaimed career, Josh Ritter has released 9 full-length albums, including The Beast in Its Tracks, So Runs the World Away, and The Animal Years. His new album, The Gathering, was recorded in New Orleans, and it's Josh's most freewheeling and rollicking record to date. Dark and soulful, it's a pleasant mix of gospel-tinged, funked-up country blues boogie. Don't miss him at the Park Theater for one night only, Wednesday, February 28th. Tickets are on sale now for $32.50 plus fees, available at Ticketmaster, the Park Theater, and the Winnipeg Folk Festival office. Here all year. Don't miss festival favorite Josh Ritter and the Royal City Band at the Park Theater on February 28th. Brought to you by the Winnipeg Folk Festival, the Park Theater, and proudly supported by 101.5 UMFM.
All right, so back to Eddie Shaw here. That was a great little set of music there. A little Milton, Willie Love, Ike Turner, which is cool, Muddy Waters. And here we are now. Eddie Shaw, when he was in Muddy's band, playing tenor sax, his time was actually divided with another talented saxophonist named A.C. Reed. I don't know if his actual name was Reed, but that's pretty cool if it was, who played with greats like Buddy Guy, Junior Wells, and Albert Collins. AC also had his own band later, as did Eddie Shaw, and AC's was called AC Reed and the Sparkplugs. I really like that name. We'll spin a tune of Reed's coming up here right away as well. I also want to play a Buddy Guy tune. You can really hear the contribution from AC Reed and the saxophone to his band in that particular track that's coming up. So we'll listen to some AC Reed and the Sparkplugs, as well as a great tune from Buddy Guy in the era of A.C. Reed leading his horns. And I'm going to toss in a Junior Wells tune here as well. It was a song that I'm just have like reminiscent good memories from when I was growing up, and I was at the Blue Note, and the band The Blues Puppies were the house band. They played this song a lot. So that'll be Snatch It Back and Hold It, and that'll be Junior Wells. Here we are, 3 songs set, UMFM.
Never die.
somebody help me now. Sometimes it makes you cry.
Snatch it back and hold, baby, one more time. I ain't doing too bad, babe. I got you on my mind. Hey, 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 hey. You're having a darn good time. Somebody help me. I can't help myself. Somebody got to help me, 'cause I can't help myself. I'm not doing too bad, baby. You know I ain't got no brand new band. Let somebody help me. I can't help myself. Somebody better help me, 'cause I can't help myself. And I ain't doing too bad, baby, and I ain't got no brand new bed. Snatch it back and hold it. I wanna tell you where it's at. All the kids in the neighborhood is doing a brand new dance. Snatch it back and hold it. I wanna show you where it's at. Say it on one more time. Just on one more time. Yeah. One more time. All the kids in the neighborhood, they know just where it's at. Snatch it back and hold it. Snatch it back and hold it. Hey, hey, hey. Snatch it back and hold it. Say the hey, 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 hey. Hey.
Here at UMFM, we like to think that we do a pretty darn good job at giving people what they want to hear. But the only way of really knowing is by hearing it from you, the listeners. We're looking for feedback, whether it be good, bad, or just random comments on the radio station. Don't just tell your friends about how you could do a better job. Make a difference and play a part in making your campus and community station a more enjoyable listening experience. Email feedback at umfm.com and let your thoughts be heard.
It was in 1972 that Eddie Shaw, now he switched over from playing with Muddy Waters, he joined Howlin' Wolf's band, but not only as a sax player, but the leader of the band called the Wolfgang, which I love, always Howlin' Wolf's band being called the Wolfgang. And then graduated to writing songs with Howlin' Wolf as well. Like pretty much, I think it's half, just about half. Half the album Backdoor Wolf that they recorded in 1973 was actually penned by Eddie Shaw as well. And after Howlin' Wolf passed away in 76, Eddie Shaw took over the band and continued with the residency they had going. It was a club called the 1815 Club, but then it was renamed Eddie's Place. So the Wolfgang continued, but with Eddie at the front. Eddie Shaw and the Wolfgang recorded their first LP as an instrumental in 77. And then later they recorded other things, Living Chicago Blues Volume 1. They were on that compilation. And in 1980 recorded Have Blues Will Travel. So let's just hear a track. Let's stick to music. Seems to be a really good music day, especially a dark blues funk day. Let's hear a track from Backdoor Wolf, and then we'll hear an instrumental of I Can't Stop Loving You from Eddie Shaw and the Wolfgang from their 77 LP. You really get to enjoy Eddie as a saxophonist on that track. And then, I don't know, we'll just pull the track from Living Chicago Blues Volume 1, a funny tune that Eddie Shaw wrote called My Baby's So Ugly. What a romantic. All right, 101.5 UMFM.
Yeah. mine right now. My woman is ugly. She likes to dip snuff look like Stonewall Jackson when she first wake up. She built like a toothpick, long and tall. Sleeps in the bed with her feet in the hall. But I love her. Just can't get enough. Me where I get that ugly woman from. I know she's a little ugly, a little stupid too, but early in the morning she knows what to do. She know I love her. Tell you I just can't get enough. Oh no. Crazy about that woman. She's my buttercup.
Came pretty strong. That would have fit. That ad would have fit better last week with my Motorhead tribute. Yeah, I was just feeling so mellow, just these rock and roll blues tunes, and then suddenly a Slayer ad comes on like that, just rip your head off. All right. So in the late 1970s, Eddie Shaw's solo career was coming together, and he recorded for labels Evidence and Rooster Blues. And in more recent years, he actually recorded the albums In the Land of the Crossroads and Home Alone. And on his album, The Land of the Crossroads, he recorded a bunch of originals, as well as songs like, well, classic songs, really, Little Walter's I Gotta Go, and a great tune by Eddie Burks called Operator. And those stood out on the album to me. So I think we're just going to go right into it and hear some Little Walter and Eddie Burks here on UMFM.
Oh, Bobby, don't do nothing, baby. Keep hell going on in my home. To get a man, my telephone number, that's a call if I was out of town. To get a man, my telephone number, that's a call if I was out of town. Well, soon as I caught you, baby, you know you laid that receiver down. Well, she laid that receiver down. The call for her husband was back in town. Oh, she laid that receiver down. The call for the bag man was back in town. Oh, operator, operator, this is the next mine telephone.
In the day when we actually needed an operator to connect us to another phone. So Eddie Shaw's many contributions to the blues included arranging the tracks for the London Howlin' Wolf sessions. And if you're unfamiliar with those, you've really got to pick that up. That was the Eric Clapton was on that, Bill Wyman, Ringo Starr. Charlie Watts had a huge hand in that. It was quite the compilation of music. And Eddie Shaw also performed with blues notables like Hound Dog Taylor, Freddie King, Otis Rush, and Magic Sam. And actually on Magic Sam's Black Magic album, which is another strong suggestion of mine to pick up. So why not just get right back into the music and let's hear a track from the London Howlin' Wolf sessions and an unbelievably cool live track of Otis Rush. When I went to find this song, I didn't expect to choose a live take of it, but when he opens with that opening note, my God, he does a song called I Can't Quit You Baby here on Riding with the Queen.
One, two, three, four. I got it.
none other than Otis Rush. Let's bring Otis Rush on with a round of applause for your approval, Otis Rush. There you are. Thank you. Thank you. Well, I can't quit you, baby, but I gotta put you down for a while. Yes, you know I love you, baby. My love for you, I can never hide. Yeah, you know I love you, baby. My love for you, I can never hide. When you hear me moaning and groaning, baby, you know it hurts me deep down inside. Yes, when you hear me moaning and groaning, baby, oh, you know it hurts me deep down inside. Well, you know, you might as well.
How about that Otis Rush track? Wow. I just love that opening note. I think it just would give me ultimate chills if I saw that happening at all in front of me. All right, so we're rounding up to the end of the show here, but I just wanted to let you know that in 2013 and 2014, Eddie Shaw won the Blues Music Award, which was formerly known as the W.C. Handy Awards, in the category Instrumentalist for Playing Horn. Insert dirty joke there about blowing a horn and winning a handy job. A handy job, shite. A handy award. Oh, Rami. Anyway, also to honor him, every year on May 3rd, it is Eddie Shaw Day in Chicago by proclamation of the mayor. So on May 3rd this year, if you want to celebrate the life of this musical genius, get yourself to Chicago for a real legendary shaker. But for now, you can enjoy this tribute here on UMFM. My hour looks like it is up. I'll leave you with a live Eddie Shaw clip from just a few years back in his late 70s playing at the Halstead Blues Club. It's just about a minute or so of him with his band, with his son on guitar with him. Big Boss Man, just traditional blues tune. Thanks so much for tuning in today. Until next week, you've been riding with the Queen.